want to live your life in relationship to how fast you feel like you're going, you see. And we don't want to make it sound like speed is the optimum in all of this. We're using it as an analogy. Mm. But really, friends, the faster you allow yourself to go, the more fun you have, the more you laugh, the more exhilaration there is, the more fun you have, the more opportunities you have, the more others you have to interplay with. In other words, you're really wanting to speed life up and then get up to speed with it and then speed life up and get up to speed with it. And that's what's happening. As you are living your life today as a mass consciousness, you're contributing mightily to this vibrational escrow of my consciousness, so to speak. And the new ones coming forth are up to speed with that. And all of the negative emotion, 100% of the negative emotion that we find among physical humans is for one simple thing. They're not allowing themselves to stay up to speed with the criteria that their own life has established for them, you see. Mm-hmm. So that feeling of boredom is as essential in understanding as a feeling of despair. In other words, it matters because it's an indicator that something more is going on that you're wanting to allow yourself to flow with. The difference between you and the eagle is that the eagle was born to fly like that. And the eagle was born understanding, allowing, but not born with the deliberate intent that you were. And so we imagine that soaring with the eagles is stimulating to a certain extent, but it will never satisfy the sensation of deliberately applying thought and getting up to speed with the energy that creates worlds and then soaring or free falling in that energy stream. You hear us?
I hear you.
Precisely, yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. And you were a very unique trouble. You were. We're very close to the end. What do you have that is very short that we could answer easily? Do not see it as your only chance. And if we stall long enough, there will be time for no one. Yes. Wait. Nothing will be left undone. And by that, we don't merely mean that we will answer it. We mean you will get it.
Abraham, about 3 months ago, my former husband went into non-physical, and I'm having a remarkable experience here because he is with me in the most loving and pervasive way. There's also some remarkable things happening with his family that were before very angry with me. And what is he doing on the other side? I feel like he is having really intent here because I wanted to be at peace, but I never thought this would ever happen. So I don't think I put this in motion.
We know it seems like it is his doing because you are associating it with him being there. But what's happened is your attention to him being there has put you into a stronger place of allowing than you've ever been. Mm. So not only do you have access to the resources that is him, you have access to the resources that were always there that you weren't allowing before you saw him there. Also, you have his undivided attention.
I do.
And undivided attention from someone who is pure positive energy is really quite something, isn't it?
It is. And I feel like he is helping me with my life in new and very poignant ways.
Well, we want to say it, and we don't want to diminish the sensation of him helping you, because certainly those are accurate terms. But we would soften it or